bringing us in. Two things. Well, maybe two or three things before we close. Maybe four or five. I don't know. But Peter, what I would like to hear, I want to know one sentence that each of you want to share, and also how do people reach you? Because if somebody may want to talk to you, how do they reach you? So Peter, let's start with you.
So how you can reach me? You can reach me by email at peter@cqsavvy.com. That's cqsavvy.com. And in terms of one sentence, I believe that, and this, I mean, the diversity that's growing right now in a workplace, personal life is inevitable. And you can be much happier, much more successful if you take this diversity and you make it your friend, your an asset. And basically, the way to do that is to improve, sorry, increase your cultural intelligence, which, I mean, you're gonna have a better life, but also you can have, in a small way, a positive impact on the world.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, Patrick.
You can reach me at Patrick, Patrick dot Zusong, Zusong dot Tindana, Tindana at gmail.com. And really, my favorite line is, "We are more alike than unlike," Maya Angelou's line.
Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody. This is Sima Lieberman, the Inclusionist, with Everyday Conversations on Race for Everyday People, getting ready to sign off. If you like what you hear today and would like to hear more episodes, please go to Race Convo, you know, like conversation, raceconvo.com. Download more episodes, download on iTunes, leave a review. We're looking for some great reviews because we want to keep on getting promoted. If you really like what we had to say, then I would like to ask you to please share the link, share the podcast with your friends, family, colleagues, anybody that you meet on the street who you think would be able to benefit from this podcast. And if you want to see us continue, because it is expensive to podcast, and I've been running this podcast on donations, please go to www.raceconvo.com and look at our GoFundMe page. Any donation, no matter how small, is welcome, or a large donation is welcome too. And if you would like to hear more from me, would like me to come and speak at your next conference or moderate a panel or help you create a more inclusive organization, contact me, sima@simalieberman.com. Until next time, Sima Lieberman, the Inclusionist, Everyday Conversations on Race for Everyday People, signing off. Thank you, Peter and Patrick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What?
I just press stop, and then we're gonna
Good
press
job.
Up.
Thanks, guys.
Press double click on that.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, Mutineers, Stolowitz here. Have you ever listened to Labor and Love on Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, with Bill Morgan? It's a really excellent show, one of my favorites here at the station. And it's all about service. It might be the devil, it might be the Lord, but we gotta serve somebody. And Bill understands the virtue of service as the heart and soul of the labor movement better than a lot of people I know. And it's one of the reasons I love to listen to him. He breaks down socialism, democracy, protest history, workers' news, and the power of unions. Along with that, he serves up an excellent mix of jazz, Latin, gospel, hip-hop, and traditional folk ballads. Great stuff. Check it out. Labor and Love is every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Serve somebody.
With diamond D. Let the life flourish. We find that common thread.
Hello there, my friends out at Mutiny Radio. Chester Cashcock here, giving you my love and regards as well as Moofy's over there. And you know, anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Bamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10. They have a fun time at Bamtastic's deep in the Mission, where you can laugh off your tushy every Friday for a mere $10. And $10, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with, so to wipe it off for is indubitably this. And if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, don't worry, don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post show in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer cottage on the mountain ridge with the kayaks. Just go to podcast.pcrcollective.org or mutinyradio.fm podcasts and look for Comedy Clubhouse with a K. You can download it for free. But we'd love to see you every Friday, 8 to 10, down here at Mutiny Radio. Laugh off your tushy and save your life. Because you know what's better than laughter? Well, it's a cash cock, baby.
What could it be? It's exactly what you think it is. Flat, black, plastic. Vinyl, records, round, played, mixed, all for you every Saturday from noon to two by Scotto Walker. Amazing artist, music DJ, vinyl enthusiast. That is Flat Black Plastic.
My name is Breakfast, and I'm running for Chancellor of the United States of America. For too long, we have gone without a Chancellor who is willing to take bold leaps of faith and logic to create new possibilities for our great, big, fat nation. As your Chancellor, I will balance the budget on the head of a pin, give entertaining speeches, have scandalous affairs, write strongly worded letters to unpopular foreign leaders, look good on camera, end all hunger, crime, abuse, war, disease, disasters, sadness, depression, oppression, repression, suppression, transgression, obsession, expression, impression, regression, and digression by signing pieces of paper that express my disapproval of such things. And invest in an American flag pin to be worn prominently on my stylish jackets. It's time to work together to take the country back from us and return it to ourselves. It's time to turn this country around and drive it into opposing traffic. It's time to take a chance on the Chancellor.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl Not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Well, that's- let's watch a full-length movie on...
YouTube. We watch the best movies that... aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by you.
Here's his theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Hey, comedy fans, don't miss Comedy Day Sunday, September 16th at Robin Williams Meadow in Golden Gate Park, noon till 5. It's free.
You'll see 44 or more comedians. 44 comedians, 5 hours. That's over 8.5 comedians an hour. That's silly. Ever see a half a comedian? Yes, a half-wit. Not funny, but Comedy Day will be. A guaranteed laugh a minute. Let's see, a laugh a minute times 5 hours. That's 300 jokes. That's a lot of jokes, folks. So why are these people laughing? I don't know. Maybe because they know Comedy Day will be better than the Shoelaces of Madagascar exhibit. Better than the Paperweight Weighers of the World Convention. Better even than the Alien Sheep Herding Contest. And speaking of herding, heard any good ones lately? Okay, not funny again, but Comedy Day will be. Don't miss punchlines like these. A frog in a blender. In your hat. To keep his pants up. Comedy Day is worth the price of admission because it's free. Nothing to buy. No operators waiting for your call. Void where prohibited by law. Comedy Day.
Sunday, September 16th at Robin Williams Meadow in Golden Gate Park. It's free. Visit comedyday.org for complete details.
Do you need an awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky. Oh.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499. It's
Jesus Christ,
Comedy Welcome.
Coffee. Hang on, Carl.
Sounds great. That was a good theme song.
Oh, that was some good theme song. That theme song is courtesy of Carl. Carl, thanks for the courtesy.
Ah, gracias. Gracias to you, my friend.
Carl, let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Welcome, listeners. You might be listening to us live as we broadcast live every Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm. You can find our podcast drops every Sunday afternoon unless there's something horrible.
It drops?
Yeah. It drops on the street.
We're so cool.
I used the verb right.
You did.
Yeah, I'm like Get Shorty. I'm like on the musical, the Be Cool, the sequel. So you can go to iTunes, you can go to MutinyRadio.fm, and look for us. We are listed by our acronym,
L-W-A-F-L-M-O-Y-T.
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube. And if you use those initials, you can find us on Twitter and our own YouTube channel. But go to our blog spot. Okay, you got a pencil?
Let's
watch a full-length movie on youtube.blogspot.com, and that's our we rap about movies. We talk about the films we see, and you could, the idea of this podcast is that we're going to watch a movie on YouTube with you, and we want you to watch it and listen to this podcast at the same time. And these are movies that I've read about or I knew about, and I never had the opportunity to see them, but now they're on YouTube, so we can all see them. We don't have to read about them.
I'm with the concept.
Carl, what's the movie today?
This movie is so great. This movie is Joysticks, and it's 1983. It is, in your search engine, in YouTube, you'll put in no space, J-O-Y-S-T-I-C-K, 1983.
Do you spell joysticks with a space, Carl? Is it an open compound word for you?
I would spell joystick sticks with a space. Yes, but this movie did not.
They didn't have time for a space. All right.
There was a working title to this film. Something really dumb. I'll find it in my notes.
All right. So, which channel?
Here it is. Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, please.
Video Madness. That was the working title. When they were shooting it, they were like, "We're doing Video Madness. All right, Video Madness. Come on. Video Madness, take two."
But then it sounded like some bad SCTV sketch from like quarter two in the morning. And they're like, yeah. Well, how will people know this is about guys' penises? So, this movie is hosted on which channel?
Okay, so there's two choices. When you search for joysticks, no space, 1983, you will come up first with something. The uploader is Gliss Switson, G-L-I-S-S. I can't make this. S-W-I-T-S-O-N. Gliss Switson.
Glistening Clitson.
But there's a better version. Not so much better. So if you want to stick with this one, it's fine. It's like four or five down, and it's B-H-O-O-P-U. That's the uploader. B-H-O-O-P-U.
All right. Let me find that. D-H.
Bahupu?
D-H. Wait a minute.
It's Boy Haupt, Octopus Octopus, Penis Umbrella. Like nobody's ever seen a penis umbrella before.
Oh, I use a penis umbrella. It's like a drink. You take a little cocktail drink umbrella and you just stick it right in your pee-pee hole. It's not painful at all. You know, I don't see this version. I see a version that's been viewed 2 million times, and it's Da Vinci.
You see a different version? What is it called?
Da Vinci?
Okay.
2 million times?
I don't have experience with that one.
Okay, no, so let's do your version. Go ahead and spell the channel out. We're going to type it in.
Okay, I think the better one is B-H-O-O-P-U. Boy, Haupt, yeah. Octopus, Octopus, Pussy, Undressing.
All right, I'm going to go search for that.
H-O-O-P-U.
All right, hang on.
It's clearly Hindu. Hindi.
All right.
Poo-poo.
Poo-poo. I see one subscriber, one video.
It says 4,001 views, correct?
Well, I'm looking. All right, hang on. Let me try this one.
Okay.
That's the welcome video. Am I close?
I don't...
Yeah, joystick.
Okay.
I see joystick. Joystick,
right.
Comedy,
joystick,
full movie.
Joystick, comedy, full movie.
Okay, all right. So there we go. So
okay,
I know
not
the fuck
plural it. Audience. Sorry.
I gotcha.
Not
all right. So this version we're not seeing, it's not plural. It's not the version that's been viewed 2 million times, but it is a version.
Right.
So go click on that and click pause. Right when you see the star, the sunny clouds. Meaning another quality movie is coming your way?
Yeah. Quality movie with clouds, blue clouds.
Okay, so we got joystick comedy, full movie, 2017. This is courtesy of the channel Boopoo, B-H-O-O-P-U.
Yeah.
Wow. With Boy, Haupt, Octopus, Octopus, Pussy Underground.
Pussy Underground, better. That's better.
Pussy Underwear.
That's better.
I'm killing it. All right, so we're going to go play. Do you need to do the computer now, Paul?
Tweet that out.
I don't need to do it. All
right, so why don't we have Paul do the countdown for us?
Oh, Paul's here. Great.
Hey,
Paul.
Carl, what's happening, buddy?
What's happening, my man?
All right, here we go, folks. Get your finger a-hovering, and we're going to do a countdown from 3, 2, 1, play.
That was perfect.
He's great, isn't he?
He has a radio voice, is the thing.
Yeah, he has a voice for radio.
How much is he? Is he expensive?
So we're watching Da Vinci. See, Da Vinci was the other channel. They just took the posting from the other channel.
The other channel goes straight into the video game. It doesn't do all this.
Oh, this is very important.
This is part of the experience.
Look, a roll of film could look like an F and a J. Or a tie. Jensen Farley Pictures.
Jensen!
Get
in my office!
Boss called me by my first name. Farley?
That's too Farley!
Benson's gone too Farley. All right, pole position. I recognize this game.
By the way, I have to tell you, and especially the audience, all these games are real. It's not some movie bullshit. That's one of the great things about this film. You're going to see Pac-Man and
that's
Super
Moon
Pac-Man.
Patrol. We're watching Moon Patrol right now.
These are real video games.
Don Baker. Oh, that's Galaxian. That is the one with the crazy joystick.
Now look at her hair, okay. Mike.
Yes.
She is, I mean, late 1970s was yesterday to this year, right?
Right, so 1983. I'll accept that.
She is a leftover, even though she's a young
Fender.
One. That hair, that attitude. Workout clothes are on, right?
Right.
She's the wrong 70s for this movie. This is 83.
Well, she's a California girl, Centipede.
Bingo.
You know, so
it was shot all in L.A., by the way.
Yeah, so, you know, Carl, I read a lot about this movie, too. I saw the poster in 1983 at our movie house in Montclair, New Jersey. The Wellmont was showing it. And it has a very famous movie poster where it's these two women who look like this woman right now. And they're grabbing the joysticks of a video arcade machine. And unbeknownst to them, in the change booth, there's a little guy sticking his head out looking at their muffs.
Dorfus.
You know what? This movie should be gay. Right? Joysticks? And then instead of these two women in shorts, it'll just be these guys with big cocks. And the guy's like glory hole, like length anyway, in that poster.
It's backwards glory hole.
Yeah, you're not supposed to see the
guy's
face.
That is the flat. That is the fast flawed character of this. He's like a video game expert who maintains the key to the arcade, and his name is Jonathan Andrew McDorfus. In the movie, and they call him Dorfus, like doofus.
Oh, I see. But you have to really know that. Graydon Clark. This guy is incredible. He made three movies this year. Yeah, he directed this movie, but he directed Joe Don Baker in a parody of Psycho called Wacko, and then he did a serious crime film with Joe Don, and they did it in like 2 years. This is like the third movie he's done with him. Beautiful. This is what California looks like.
This movie was shot in like 13 days or 3 weeks, depending on which internet version you believe. This is like a nerd character. His name is Eugene Broby. He's played by a guy named Leaf Green, which I always thought was funny because, like, it sounds like green leaves, you know.
You need to smoke a couple green leaves to sit through this movie. Leafy greens.
I gotta tell you something. He does a good job as a nerd, Mike, but you can tell he's not really a nerd. He's pretending.
He's like a jock actor. That's the problem about jock actors is that you can tell when they play nerds, there's a little bit of jock in them.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so what's happening
They're
here?
Showing the boobies. These are 70s. They're tan. Yeah. Look at them. My nerd brain is exploding. They just pulled them
Those
down.
Those are like 22-year-olds. Come on over.
I'll say.
It's Mike, just, I want to say something about the day. You saw how petite those boobs were, right?
Uh-huh.
You know if that was shot in 2017, 2018,
right.
It would have been the nicest racket cans that you could buy.
It would be very taunt and tan, I'm sure.
Nothing but perfection. Okay, so
keep talking, girl.
This scene right here was shot without a permit, without any permission, okay? They're just on the street doing this in L.A. And rolling. And cars would come by and go around.
Okay, now, girls, I don't have too much time.
So what's happened is these girls have found out that he works at the arcade.
It's Wait, like, the video game arcade?
An employee there.
So he's picking, oh, my God, the actor's touching the actual nipples. He's touching their nipples. He really is.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad I wasn't the director of this film because I would have fucked it up. I would have made horn sounds.
Ahooga. You would have been
Ahooga.
Like, okay, now I want you to touch her nipple and say, oh, it must be cold. And say it must be cold every time you reference her nipples. And go. It must be cold. Okay, we got you. All right.
He's squirting it in his face. Okay, now, what they did is they talked to themselves privately, and they're like, listen, let's just give this nerd a free ride for a little while, and, you know, he'll let us into the arcade, we can be close up with the owner, I'll tell you the name later, stuff like that, like, you'll get in good at the arcade.
By doing what, showing their boobies, and then, like...
Well, yeah, like, rubbing up on him, he's like...
They haven't left the street.
He had a nickname for his pee-pee, I should have told you to listen,
Okay.
Turn the sound on. Maybe it comes up right now. It's a dumb
wind. Took a picture, Polaroid picture.
Don't. Yes.
Oh, look, here comes finally.
You see this cop? That's real.
Oh yeah,
the cop came and they gave him like kiss ass star treatment. Hey, hey, my man. Everyone gave him an autograph, and he let him keep filming.
Wow, his pink pants. So, all right. So this movie is mentioned in a couple films. Books. There's a great book called Punk Rock Movies, which talks about every film that has punk rockers in it, and they talk about Surf 2 a lot. And they actually interviewed the villain in this movie, King Vidiot, who is, of course, a punk rocker with his team of punk rockers. And that actor himself is actually Napoleon Dynamite. I read an interview with him recently in Shock Cinema. John Legros.
Really?
Yeah. He's the creepy uncle. And
$5 or more to our beautiful snack bar.
Wow, look at this.
Oh, wait, okay, I'm so sorry. I thought you meant Napoleon Dynamite himself. No, yeah, it's the creepy uncle, right.
Right, the uncle.
He's the punk, yeah.
I don't think John...
He's good.
Yeah.
Play me.
Okay, I gotta tell you for a plot point. On the left there is, like, the daughter of our heavy, of our bad guy, okay?
Okay.
The bad guy, he's been, like, he's like a... pillar of the community, and he just hates his daughter being there, and he makes a lot of trouble for them. Now, you see the guy talking with the thin tie, the thin 80s tie?
Yeah, the thin 80s tie is in the thin 80s short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
Tie.
this is our hero, and he was in Star Trek. I mean, like, when I saw his face, that's when I remembered him. Do you remember the scene from Star Trek?
Star Trek, the TV show and our movie?
It's Star Trek, the third movie, The Search for Spock.
Oh.
He was with her in the... You're probably not a geek like me that likes Star Trek so much.
No,
but
I
really love it, and...
I like Star Trek.
He was in the transporter room with Jahur or something.
Look at that woman playing Wizard of War. I've never seen a woman play Wizard of War before. That's a two-player game. Look, she's totally nerding out on him. The nerd-recognized nerd.
Right, and he's got no pants on. You know, yeah. They got ripped off.
So a nerd walks into a bar pantsless.
Now, our hero here, he's the head of the arcade while his grandfather is gone. Okay.
What's with the malt shop behind them?
What?
There's like a 1950s malt shop. Like, that's what
I didn't notice that.
It's not a
bar. By the way, this arcade is not a real place. They made it in a warehouse.
No, I read that in their interviews. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you'll see exterior shots of the arcade, especially a lot of them with our punk hero and or bad guy. And look, see how they're rubbing his pee-pee?
Right. And look,
they literally are.
Well, they could be stunt hands. You hire prostitutes to do those close-up shots because they know what to do. And then you write off the prostitutes as a tax expense.
Look at him right there. You see him?
You can tell
that he's not really a nerd. He's a cool guy in nerd costume.
Can we address the elephant in the room? We just had a Pac-Man cutaway, right, with the picture of Pac-Man going, and we watched.
Yeah, you'll see that throughout this entire film.
And we've seen a dozen footage from a dozen video games, and we see the video games in here. Do you think the producers paid any money or called any? Look at this! How 80s is that? He's back to normal. God, the cocaine back then.
Now, he's about to encounter Dorfus, the one who's in the poster that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. He's the Bluto of joysticks. Look at him. He leaves him.
Right.
Oh, he's a fat guy.
They're going for gross out here.
But he generally looks gross.
Excuse me, young man. You've got to stop playing the games.
We're dancing in the streets. We covered this song. Dancing in the streets for the
joysticks.
Yeah, he's acting, Carl.
Okay, now this guy is Jim Greenleaf. Jim Greenleaf. Oh. He's a fat slob character. He's a video game expert. So this guy, right, he was first on the Gong Show. He did a skit of like a ping pong match in slow motion, and it got the attention of Norman Lear, of all people. And he called him and gave him a lead role in this show called All That Glitters. It was a hit. But you and I know him from Surf 2.
Oh, do tell.
Well, he's one of those gross fat boys. Remember they were eating disgusting stuff on the beach?
Were they zombies or were they just eating? No, they were the two they were just eating. They weren't zombies.
Right. I think it was like sandwiches and stuff. And
well, he's breaking into a Pac-Man machine. That is
he opened it up and he looked at the technical thing about it. You're seeing what the sticks, you see.
He's like, what can I stick my dick in?
No. The point is, like, he's a crazy expert with games.
So he created Match.com or fucking Facebook 2. In real life.
This guy was going to have a great career, but then he got into a car accident. This guy was on Mork and Mindy. He was on Laverne and Shirley as a regular. He started James at 16. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, I remember James at 16.
That's I'm a little bit older show. Than you. Are you sure you remember?
No,
it was
a
like
70s
2 years
show.
Before your death.
I'm familiar with James. It is before my time, but I know the show.
Yeah. So James at 16 was 1978, in which I was like 12. I definitely was a regular watcher of that show. It was like a first time, you know, something serial, you know. It was interesting. This guy was on it. That's how he started.
Huh.
He was on Night Shift. You know that movie, Henry Winkler?
Oh, of course. That's, look, there's a hot dog between her boobies.
And they're just doing another sexy gag.
See, this is the thing. Like, people say, like, when it comes to bad movies, we can't movie riff comedies because they're very bad. But I love bad comedies. Only in this world does this exist, right? In real life, yes. Remember the time this woman came and she had a hot dog between her tits and you had to like pull it out in front of all these luring guys? Uh-oh, here's the videos. This music is so generic.
Oh, you know its name? The video?
Yeah,
that's right.
There he is. This performance is the best. This is the most fearless.
Now, as you said before, this is John Grise. And in Napoleon Dynamite, he was Uncle Rico.
Yeah, right. And he does something completely different than Uncle Rico. Look at him, he's fucking...
But, like, he's always been in movies and we just didn't know it.
Right.
He was in Men in Black as the van driver who was, like, disgusting bugs. He was in The Rundown as one of the hoods.
The Rundown.
He was in all of the Taken movies. He's been under our nose.
Yeah, well, I think he kind of had a 70s presence. Right? Like he did it.
He kind of had what?
I get him and another actor mixed up, but there's. I get him. Well, there's James LaGrosse, right?
I don't know, actually. Right.
Here he is.
Take your position! Start game!
Now look at it. The girls are moving around like Pac-Man.
Yeah, that's right. And they don't get much other action. That's what those girls get. They pretend, they always act in unison, and they're, it's like they're henchmen for him.
Uh-huh. Ba-da-da-da-da. King Vidiot and his mindless henchmen have hit the video arcade.
Here's our heavy.
Here's our heavy. Look at Joe Don Baker never looks better.
You know he's a Texan just by looking at him, even though he isn't in this movie.
Well, he has such a thick accent. There's no way.
So, like, this guy wasn't ever really in the biggest thing ever. I mean, he established himself as a Western cowboy action star, you know, on the TV. But
he,
you know his face because he's been in a million movies, but he was never in that great role.
Well,
remember that time?
I disagree, because he was in Walking Tall, right? Walking Tall,
right?
2 and 3.
Yeah.
He
was the big deal in Walking Tall. That kind of was his big break. Yeah.
He was a football player beforehand? I'm going to take a guess.
I don't think he was a football player,
but
no.
He played Felix.
But I don't have my background in front of me about him,
yeah,
100%.
But he has played Felix. Do you remember Felix from the James Bond movies?
The cat.
No, the cat.
The wonderful.
Do you ever? He's a wonderful. Hey, you know, have you ever tried Felix's bag of tricks? Oh, my God. Oh, man. I was
guy again,
yeah.
Scott McGinnis. You never saw him on Star Trek?
Wait, Ted McGinnis, you said?
Scott.
Is he the brother of Ted McGinnis who is in Married with Children and Happy Days?
I don't think so.
I think so.
You mentioned that movie Wacko?
Yeah.
He was in it. He played Norman Bates.
Okay, so there you go. So that's also by the same director and had Joe Don Baker. Oh, farted.
One time he was on Facts of Life.
He smelled his own fart.
Anyway, even though maybe you don't know it, but he played a young lieutenant dubbed as Mr. Adventure by Uhura, you know, when they were in the transfer room in Star Trek 3. And that's what makes it exciting to...
Okay, so hang on a second.
For me.
What an amazing body.
Mama, can I have some release,
Pardon?
And she has
the
greatest
accent.
You know,
I think you called it lettuce once, or was a cabbage.
Okay, now, there's the mom. Excuse me, there's the daughter, and she's doing Valley Girl.
At least I didn't take them.
I think they're dubbed it in.
All right, now, Patsy, we have an understanding. You will not go to the arcade again, right?
Here we go.
Daddy, if I want to go to the arcade, like, I am going to go. Okay?
What a bitch.
Okay. No one talks that way.
Well,
anymore.
She certainly does go to the arcade every day, and that chafes this guy's ass, and he's going to make trouble for the.
I'm watching Fat Burger make like a fat sandwich. It's ketchup on something. So Scott McClane, this guy, I think his brother has to be the actor Ted McClane. So Ted McGinnis is an actor who shows up in Happy Days. He marries Darcy in Married with Children. His last name is like Marcy. His last name is Darcy, and she became Marcy Darcy. Does that ring a bell?
No.
All right. I think
for me, I don't know. What do I know?
He looks exactly the same. They look like brothers.
Okay.
I called it.
Nailed it. McGinnis.
You want me to check fact proof it? Nah, I can't even pronounce it.
You can Snopes that shit.
He snopes it. Uh-oh, when the vans are knocking. When the vans are
knocking. Yeah,
rocking.
He goes, I put you in charge of official parking lot observer. Go see what you can find and report back to us. But remember, they might not want to be disturbed. But they are going to get disturbed.
Oh, look at it. They got a big old hole in the chat covering. They got a hot tub in there. Look at those tits.
You see the boobs? Look, she's not mad.
No, she doesn't mind. Whoa! I fell into the hot tub.
Look at the smile. Did you see the smile? Yeah.
Well, the guy's happy. He's got another able body in this hot tub.
What I mean is, you can tell from this, like, it's not a real thing. It's like, okay, roll him, because if he fell into your hot tub, you wouldn't be like, look, oh, this is hilarious.
You have a Pac-Man wipe into the other scene. Pac-Man goes across the screen. I'm sure Namco is like, yeah, you can use our character, no problem. Right?
Right.
You can't do that now. You get sued by Pac-Man.
Oh, by the way, I was thinking I should take you to the video arcade to my 12-year-old. So I went down to Willowbrook Mall.
Oh,
of course it's closed. 8 years ago, you know, years and years ago it was closed.
Right, it was Fun and Games Video Arcade Willowbrook Mall. And, it was a golden age because it was a Chuck E. Cheese right outside the mall. So you could hit two arcades, technically.
They're showing the picture that they got of him in the car. They're teasing him. They tease him out throughout the whole thing. But look at his face. He's not a nerd. He's a cool kid, and he's got glasses on. He put on a wig.
Right. Well, he's just Jewish, that's all. Now, this game looks good. She's looking at her lips.
Free
it's
tokens.
It's a Pac-Man ripoff where the blue cops are chasing a burglar around a maze full of dots.
Yeah, listen, let me speak to that. This film, video game that you're seeing here, absolutely was. Oh, by the way, they're playing strip video game. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Okay. How can they get away with that? Will the problem not do this?
You know, the blonde is very small in the chest area, yeah. But she's, well, of course, she looks like a little doll. A Barbie doll. Right. Of course, Mike, I know you're a pig like me. Okay, let me speak to this game. I just want to say that this is 100% a Pac-Man ripoff.
Right.
But it was a real game of the day, and Pac-Man is 100% featured in this game. You know this film. You know the company Midway? They made Pac-Man in the United States?
That's right.
Do you know?
Yes.
Okay. They were completely partners with this Graydon Clark, and he licensed the image of Pac-Man, and they were like, fine, have it for dirt cheap because we want you to do it. And this Graydon Clark said, listen, do you have a game that's coming out? Because we can feature it in the movie, and then everyone will get hyped about it and buy it.
Which they do.
Yeah. Two games. The main one is called Satan's Hollow, and we'll see it. Like, in a, like, I dare you to go against me. If I win, you get the arcade. If you lose, we close.
Satan's Hollow is basically like a Space Invaders game where you have a ship in the bottom of the screen and you have to shoot above. What are we watching? Hello? And then...
we're watching A Time Before Pornography on your telephone. That's what we're watching. You have to go to the movies to see this stuff.
Yeah, Ted's brother has got two ladies back to back on him. What about the video game contest?
Ted's brother. We don't even know that, Scott.
Hey, what is Pluto pouring into the Love Shack?
It's
some type of gas.
Like a fire. Actually, it's a fire extinguisher, but they're saying like, oh, it's a fire and the alarm's going off. They're putting it in there like a kind of prank.
Yeah. Oh, and then it ran out of
And there is... You see, they ran into the bad guy's arms, and then they took a picture of him as if he was part of the madness down at the video arcade.
Need that Polaroid. That Polaroid. Give me that Polaroid.
Give me that film. Okay, so here comes the daughter to distract him.
Oh, I like the daughter.
And he's like, I told you never to come in here again. Okay, this is the external...
Close that place down.
God, Daddy, it's like you...
...of the arcade, but it's really the warehouse. Now, that guy was in Stripes. You recognize his face from Stripes?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I think it was Drifter. What was his name?
Oh.
Let me see. I must have it here.
Dean Stockwell.
Oh, Cruiser. In Stripes, his name was Cruiser. But the thing is, you see him here, and he's his young self, and you see Stripes in him. But if you saw his face as an older person, you know, you would know his face from movies, too. He was in Jurassic Park 3 as Cooper. He was in Miami Vice as a regular.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
With an old person's face.
No, I've seen this movie a couple of times, and I always thought they just ripped off Pac-Man without paying for it. So it amazes me that they fucking handed it over to them to this movie.
Yes. You consider the year. They know what buttered their bread. This one here is John Boldstad. He was in Forrest Gump. He was in Leprechaun. He was a regular on Newhart. He was in Stripes also.
Huh.
He was in Charlie's Angels series, Chico and the Man. He was a regular.
Now they're dressed up in costume, and this guy is supposed to look orthodox.
Well, you see, they are. Yeah, he's an orthodox. That's right. They're the nephews of our heavy. They're kind of like henchmen.
Oh, they're like pretending to be hippies.
No, it was go down in disguise and like find out some crap about some weakness. Our hero, right, the punk here, is like pretending that he's sexually excited by Maxine, who's of course Max dressed up.
Max is into it.
Okay.
John Grise. The other girls in the crew don't seem to get jealous at all.
Yeah. Well, they're just background.
By the way, he's not a Hasidim. He's just a hippie.
Oh, yeah. No, he's just a hippie. You could tell by the hippie hat.
Don't forget the time, right? I mean, the 60s was just yesterday.
Yeah, it was just yesterday.
In 1983.
And that was square. That'd be like if we dressed up as punk rockers and we went into a millennial video arcade.
Kabam!
Wow, I'm a hippie. He's pretending to be a hippie instead of a
looking for flaws. Okay, here's a joke that's an insult against the Chicanos of L.A.
All right.
You see, the car's all tricked. It's all tricked out. The video game, like a car would be. And he's playing the character of both Cheech and Chong. It's weird.
Let's see.
No guy with ugly chick gets to play my mission. Besides,
he's got a bobblehead chihuahua on top of the arcade cabinet. Oh, so he's got a contest? I hate when you walk into the arcade and they're like, come on, we're going to hit you up, battle.
Well, they're not going to do a contest. We're actually not seeing a plot point. They just thought they should drag this out. The joke is the machine is all tricked out. He's like, not anyone can be on this machine, senor. You know, ha ha.
Oh, well, you go play Wizard of War.
It's dumb.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid, right? Wow, it's so amazing these arcades allow them to do that.
See, this movie is bad as well as good. I mean, it is a B movie. It is big. But the thing is, it was a perfect movie for its day. All
Space
of these
Dungeons.
Video games are real. It's
there was a game
like
Space
a snapshot at a time which there were arcades. You know, it's...
Yeah.
He's going like, Mrs. Pac-Man, just like me. Now he's getting into being a girl.
I never heard of the video game Space Dungeon. What's a Space Dungeon, Carl? Is it like a...
Which one?
The hippie's behind a game called Space Dungeon. You see Dungeon behind his? So like,
I don't know.
What's a Space Dungeon? Is it like an outer space, there's a cave, and inside the cave there's a dungeon? Is there a basement to outer space?
A dungeon is like, by definition, underground, right?
Okay, right.
So how can you be in space...
And be a dungeon.
You can't be underground. Okay,
the nerd heard it all.
I have to let you know, the nephews just said, hey, I got an idea for Uncle to really love us. We'll come back here in the middle of the night and we'll steal all the games.
Uh-oh.
And, like, wreck the place. Oh, look at this.
They're out of here.
Sexually
That's
inappropriate.
Stunts. He's such a ham.
Yeah.
Listen,
he's
here.
Good.
I saw the two guys dressed in costume.
Right.
And they
right.
said.
And they're going to come back here tonight.
Well, we can't let that happen.
Right.
So what
now,
can we do?
Is, he's not like, I'm going to call the cops. He's like, no. He's like, I have an idea.
We'll
this
kill their family.
I got a plan.
All right. So what's
okay,
the...
now, for some stupid reason, Nerd and Fatso uh-huh. are going over to Bad Guy's house. Okay?
Can we call him something else other than Nerd and Fatso? Like, maybe, like, Pack and Pal?
Oh, my goodness.
Or,
2018, Mike. Okay, let me think here. We could call them...
Super Pac-Man.
Wait, here. Okay,
smart,
let me get my glasses.
Here we go. Smart Pac-Man and Fat Pac-Man.
We could call them... Okay, Dorfus.
Uh-huh.
And...
Oh, you're just reading their names.
Jonah, Victor, Leaf Green. Okay, Leaf Green. Leaf Green and... So it's Dorfus and Eugene, okay?
Okay.
Dorfus and Eugene are breaking in.
There's nothing like a good
comedy. Now, they're going to go through the second story window, and that's where the wife character is sleeping, and they will have a sexual encounter.
Wait a minute. They're going to go into the...
The wife character.
Oh, my God. He's really going to fall. They're really, like, out the window.
Remember Bluto? This happened to Bluto?
Yeah, but he just saw this woman take her bra off, and then he fell off the lap.
Yeah.
Content. He didn't go in there and have sex with her.
The thing is, the mom, the wife, she's like asleep. So what they're doing with her, even though in her dream she thinks she's having sex or something, it is inappropriate. It's non-consensual. You know what I mean? The woman's
taking
asleep.
Pills. And she's medicated, right? Is that what he's looking at?
She's suffocated? What'd you say?
She's medicated on pills.
Oh, is she? Probably. I guess I missed that, even though I saw this film. Did pills drop?
He's holding pills in his hand. See? Good as shaky shake.
Yeah. So she grabs the crotch. And Dorfus is like, Eugene, you're about to get, you're going to lose your cherry.
Get laid.
So stupid.
Like, Dorfus, come on, help me, please. Help
you? Come on, quit fighting.
You know, Porky's came out just before this, just prior to this.
Yeah, and then they couldn't wait to put out a film like this. I mean, this was like the explosion that Porky's caused with films like these.
Mm.
And they combined some Animal House, which was 78, but... And Porky's was also a nostalgic thing. It was like, remember when we went to school in the 60s?
Yeah.
You know.
With all of its strictness and...
Yeah. And then
okay,
the day
here's our
henchmen
nephews.
Are they going to break in the middle of the night?
Right.
So they're he's fucking his mom in revenge.
Well, the thing is, the mom is like almost molesting him because she's dreaming about having sex. Okay,
right.
But at the same time, this guy's okay. Now you can see our bad guy is coming, the Texan.
Right.
So now Dorfus has to distract.
Dorfus
the
just
heavy
in his hand. Uh oh.
Until okay.
He can turn the light on.
And he's hiding in the closet.
Well, that explains his behavior towards women. Joe Don.
He looks like Glenn Campbell, man.
Oh, we're not going to watch him take his shirt off? Joe Don Baker was in a movie called Mitchell.
Right.
Mystery Science Theater not only showed, but they showed it as a plot point when they changed hosts from Joel
cool.
to Michael. They played that movie. And they were particularly funny on that movie. It's a classic episode, but the movie itself is like he's a private eye and he's just repulsive. You know, his art of seduction is bringing a six-pack in bed.
There's you know, when I talk to people, like, what is my show about? I say, well, do you know
your
Mystery Science 3000? And they go, yeah. And I go, yeah, it's nothing like
that. Nothing like that. They, you know how they write jokes
like
and they tell jokes for 2 hours?
The truth is, actually, in that, I mean, that's a joke. It's nothing like that. I mean, the concept is kind of like that. But on that movie... what they do is they do a scripted show in which they...
Oh, they watch it several times, and they edit it so they can get their words in between the dialogue.
They work out bits that go with, you know, jokes that go with what's going on the screen. That's not what you do at all.
No, I come in unprepared.
What I mean is, you've got this whole theme in which these films that you used to read about, you could never see. Now that God has given us YouTube, you can see them. And also, there's always a reason, a backstory why you pick them, you know? And these movie reviews that you told me about, that's coming. And part of it is going to be, why did you pick this one? Why did you pick that one?
Yeah, I want Carl to do video reviews on our site.
I have some scheduled for this week. I'll be making content, and we'll talk about what to do. You guide me, my man.
So I don't get it. Like, why can't Joe Don Baker realize there's a man in his fucking bed with his wife?
Joe Don Baker is the heavy in this, but he's also supposed to be the bumbling fool. So he keeps on, you know, they keep on being able to hoodwink him and trick him.
One of the video game titles that they stole was called Hustle. They put in the truck. I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
Okay, what's happening here is he knows that Joe Don Baker was about to catch Eugene having sex with his wife, right? So he goes ding dong, rings the bell to distract, and now he's making up bullshit. I don't even remember. That's the premise. I don't even remember the comedic bits he does because they're so stupid. I think he's screaming up like, you know, to signal Eugene, you should get out now, you know. See, he's screaming up.
Yeah.
Okay, it's hilarious. All right, so fine. Let me tell you something interesting then, right? This great Ed Clark, he was screening his film, the slasher film Wacko, which you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's at the opening, the screening. And he notices that there's a line of kids standing in front of a video game in the lobby of the theater.
Uh-oh.
So he saw how excited they were, okay? And he thought a video arcade would be the perfect, you know, location for, like, a new teenage sex comedy. You know, he could tap into a market. He could see that. And it was when he was, you know, seeing Wacko for the first time. It's pretty cool. They rented all the games from a local retail wholesaler. They're all real games.
That's so crazy. See, this game is like the perfect summary of my life when I was 13. Just titties and
snapshot.
Video games. Yeah.
Many times you bring to me a film that's definitely lost money, and that makes it a loser.
Right.
Not this guy.
No, this guy made a lot of money.
They spent $300,000. And they made almost $4 million, in '80s money.
Yeah, and this is like one of three movies he made in an 18-month period.
They filmed in the fall of '82, and one source says it was shot in 3 weeks, and the other source says the production took 13 days. So I don't know what the truth is, but that's pretty quick, either one.
Right. No stopping to think about plot or storyline.
So they film in 82, and by the third month of 83, it was in the theaters. It says it was the fifth highest grossing in the first couple weeks. It grossed 3.952, you know, almost $4 million in the U.S. alone.
It's amazing,
This movie was a success, even though it is a B movie.
You know what's nice about this movie is that even though it's the evolution of video games, because these are the video games that were available back then. So it's Defender, but it is in you know, they're of a certain vintage. They're never going to get past that. So he's still crying to Joe Don Baker?
That's the thing. It's not believable because it goes on for so very long.
Now
Eugene is like, I'm out of here.
Great Don.
And there's daughter.
I was so young then.
Hey, buddy, it's after 2 a.m. I really don't care about your problems.
But wait. It's about the arcade.
I thought it might be. What about the video arcade?
Mr. Rutter, it's just that... I
see Eugene up there?
The
He's on the roof.
For boys and girls to have a good time.
My phone needs
that, they're seeing him drop down.
And it's having a good time. They'd
which kind of means everything this guy said is bullshit.
Right, so just by hanging out that long.